Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is in love with wealthy Barry Carlton. And there are indications that Penny's best friend, Peg Martin, is also in love with him. This, however, is something that Penny doesn't know as she talks to her foster father, Jed.
Oh, Jed, the sun's shining right in your eyes. Don't you want to turn your wheelchair the other way?
No, no, Penny. The sun feels good on my face. Used to love to lie out on the hillside when I was a boy, close my eyes and turn my face directly into the sun. A wheelchair is just as good as the hillside, as long as the sun's the same. But go on, child.
No, maybe you'd rather I wouldn't.
Oh, I'd rather you would. Haven't had a good long chin with you for weeks. You're in love with Barry Carlton, are you?
Yep, I'm afraid I am, Jed.
What's there to be afraid about? Young Carlton's an up-and-coming young man. Got a good head on his shoulders. Maybe his feet aren't on the ground as solidly as they should be, but after all, he's standing on a bankroll of several million dollars.
Well, you don't think it's his money that interests me, do you?
Well, now, I won't say that's why you're in love with him. But everybody has to give a thought to money. It buys a lot of things. Food, clothing, luxuries, little and big. Puts a roof over our heads. But money can't buy love or happiness. Money never bought a man a good wife or a woman a good husband. Those things aren't for sale.
A lot of people think I love Barry for his money. At least, if a lot of people ever find out I love him.
They sure will, Penny. And I can see them pointing you out on the street and hearing them say, "There goes a little gold digger who dug more than a little gold." That's one of the penalties of being a young woman of ordinary means. If you marry a man who's rich, you're the talk of 9 out of 10 women and the envy of them all.
But I'm not talking about marrying Barry. I'm talking about being in love with him.
Might as well be talking about marrying him. He's in love with you.
Oh, Jed, you don't know that.
Can't say he's come right out and told me so, but just because my legs don't work doesn't mean my eyes don't see as well as they always did.
What makes you think Barry loves me?
His actions. Little ways he's looked at you. Mm-hmm. The way he's come around week after week when he could have the pick of any of the eligibles in his own set. And I must say, from what I've seen of them in the society pages, there are some decidedly presentable young women in the Glen Cove set. Your old friend Madeline Dodge, chief among them.
I don't think Barry's seen Madeline Dodge in weeks.
Don't know where he'd find the time to. Seems to me he's been here almost every evening. And while you were laid up, he was taking Peg Martin around. Oh, by the way, I saw you and Peg both get out of Barry's car yesterday afternoon. Peg got back in and drove off with him. What was that all about?
Oh, Peg forgot to get something she promised Julie when she was at the store, so Barry drove her downtown.
Funny. He drove her back home, too. And she came in empty-handed?
No, I know. She said she didn't have time to get what she wanted for Julie.
Oh. Well, just a thought.
What do you mean, just a thought?
Oh, nothing. Only Barry doesn't show any special interest in Peg, does he?
No, he likes her very much. At least I hope he does, because I know that she likes him. Jed, what are you thinking?
Oh, that It'd be a tragedy if your best friend turned out to be your worst enemy.
Now, you listen to me. Peg is thrilled to death because I'm in love with Barry. Matter of fact, she asked me a long time ago why I wasn't. Even accused me of being in love with him without admitting it.
Oh, I don't really think that Peg is seriously interested in Barry, or he have any major interest in her. It was just a passing thought.
Mm-hmm.
And since it was passing, suppose we let it go by, huh?
All right, Les.
Gee, the sun feels good on my face.
Well, you better not get too much of it. You don't want to get a burn.
Oh, don't I? With all this talk about handsome young Carlton, I'm of a mind I should pay attention to my looks, too. I'm not too anxious to lose any of your affection to a man only half my age.
Oh, Jed. Jed, I love you so much, I don't see how there's any love left to give to Barry or anybody else.
Hmm. Now, you just give all your love to Barry and save a little for me.
All right.
You know, it does my heart good to hear you admit how you feel about that boy.
You mean you approve?
Of him?
Mm-hmm.
And of you, too. I like the certainty with which you know you love him. It isn't the way it was some time ago when you just thought you were in love.
No, Jed, it isn't. And that's because I didn't even begin to think about being in love with Barry. Just all of a sudden I was. Well, that's not unnatural, is it?
No, there's nothing unnatural about love, child. The way it happens or the course it takes. Love is a natural human emotion. Love is man's most powerful driving force. Love takes a broken person and makes him whole again. Love takes hold of the dying and brings them back to life. Do you think I could survive in this wheelchair if it weren't for the fact that I love your mother and she loves me? No, I'd die. Without love, I'd want to die.
Well, if you live on love, Jed, then you'll live forever. There's no one who knows you who doesn't love you.
I know a bill collector once who wasn't exactly what you'd call fond of me.
Well, that should have taught you to pay your debts.
It did. Oh, and that reminds me, Penny. I've been wanting to ask you something for a long time.
What is it?
How are we doing here financially?
We're getting by.
Just getting by?
Well, we're not putting anything in the bank to stay there, I mean.
That's what your mother and I were afraid of. I wish I were in a position to say we'd offer a little more as our share of the cost around here, but I think you know what our doctor bills would come to, don't you?
I certainly do, but it's money well spent, Jed. And anyway, I think Dr. Ryan's been unusually reasonable.
I won't say he's taken advantage of us, but, child, there should be more left over to help you with the house.
I'm managing. Peg and Freddie both help. My salary with Mrs. Carlton's more than adequate.
Yes, but it costs money to feed as many mouths that are open around here. Now, if your mother and I moved out...
Jed Billings, I won't have that. My mother and I settled that a long time ago. We're not going to bring the matter up again.
Yes, but child...
I won't even talk about it. If you and Mother even so much as mention it once more, you're going to see me angrier than you've ever seen me. Is that clear?
Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been told off more effectively since the foreman of a construction gang gave me a lecture on carelessness after I dropped a wrench on his head from three stories up.
Well, you remember that, so remember what I said, too.
Well, now, say... Look at the automobile. They just stopped out in the front of the house.
Oh, that's Barry's car.
Yes, and young Mr. Carlton at the horn,
golly,
too.
He wasn't supposed to be here till 4 o'clock. It's only just 3 now.
Well, goodbye, child, and have a good time.
Thanks, darling.
Now, guess who just rang the doorbell?
Oh, it's probably Barry.
He's at the door and in his car, too. Well, you just open the door and see.
Oh, golly, everything happens at once, doesn't it? Just a minute, I'm coming.
Hello.
Hello, Johnny.
Guess I got here just at the wrong time, didn't I? I see Barry's out front.
Mm-hmm, I'm going for a ride.
Oh. Well, I'm a working man this afternoon. If Jed's awake, he can go over some plans with me.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, good. But, I'm not working this evening.
Oh. Just a minute, Barry.
Penny, I said I'm not working this evening.
Oh. Well, I don't know whether or not I'll be free this evening, Johnny.
Well, you're not working at Mrs. Carlton's nights now, are you?
No, but I have something sort of tentative. Barry, I'll be right there.
Oh, Barry again tonight, huh?
Look, Johnny, I'm not sure. Would you like to phone me this evening?
Sure, I'll phone. Well, go on, get out of here. Go on out to Barry before he runs his battery down, blowing that horn.
All right, bye.
So long. Oh. Hello, Freddy.
Oh, hi, Mr. Keith.
Look, don't you think it's about time you dropped the Mr. stuff?
Okay. Hi, Keith.
Look, maybe you've heard rumors here and there that my name's Johnny.
I also remember when I used to want to call you worse than that. Hey, look, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just see a hearse pull away from in front of the house, or was that Barry Carlton's car?
One of his cars, Freddy.
One of his cars, and Gibbsy was in this one, too, huh?
Yeah. They've gone for a ride.
Well, they got a nice day for it.
Yeah, but some people have to work, even on nice days.
I get it. You're burning, aren't you?
No. No, I'm working this afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting ready to put up that dream house of ours, and I have to go over some of the last-minute changes with Jed.
You'd like to make a few changes with Barry Carlton, too, wouldn't you?
Well, he's no problem to me.
Now, look, Johnny, who do you think you're kidding, huh? That guy's taking Gibbsy for a ride in the country today, but he's also taking you for a ride all over the place all the time.
Well, what makes you think so, Freddy?
Look, I know how it used to be with you and Gibbsy. Now, maybe this is none of my business, Johnny, but
no,
I think
it isn't, Freddy, and it isn't any of mine, either.
You think it isn't? Well, maybe it isn't any business of mine. I won't argue that with you, but it sure is yours. You know, you and Gibbsy weren't like that for nothing. And for my dough, you ought to still be just like that.
Well, times change, Freddy. And things and people change with it.
Maybe so. But people don't change so much they don't recognize each other anymore. Now look, if you don't want to do anything about this Carlton guy, why, you just say the word and I'll handle him for you.
No, Freddy, that won't be necessary. Nothing like that will. And besides, he's really all right.
Yeah, sure, he's all right. He's okay. Swell guy, up in his own yard. But he doesn't have any right playing in ours.
Well, why not? It's still a free country, Freddy.
Sure it is. But Carlton hasn't any right butting in where he isn't wanted.
Freddy, he's not doing that. He's perfectly welcome here anytime he wants. Penny isn't exactly a child, you know. She knows what she wants. She chooses her own friends. And picks them rather well.
Yeah, I know all that. And Carlton's an okay guy for Gibbsy as a friend. But, Johnny, what if it gets hotter than that?
You mean if it gets serious?
Yeah, but good and serious. What are you going to do then?
Nothing, Freddy. Why should I? If Barry Carlton is the man Penny wants, Barry Carlton is the man I wanted to have.
Has Johnny Keith completely given up all hope of ever marrying Penny Gibbs? And what will happen to Penny's sudden and consuming love for wealthy Barry Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.